Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Hi, Ellen. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So on February 25th, the Leitner Trio, which includes yourself and your daughters Genevieve and Cecilia, you'll be bringing an evening of chamber music to Cortez. Can you describe what the audience will hear that evening?
Well, we're going to be playing some pieces together, which are all arranged by us because there's not that much literature for two guitars and voice. And then we're going to also, Genevieve is going to be playing some guitar solos, and I will be playing a duo with her, and Cecilia will be playing some music with her. And the music all ranges from Bach to contemporary, 20th century. Astor Piazzolla is the 20th century, and Atahualpa Yupanqui, I think he's Argentinian, but those are the guitar solos that Jenny will do. And it's a very interesting program. We've got some melodies from Spain, some modinhas from Brazil, and Bachianas Brasileiras by Hector Villa-Lobos, and a piece by Paganini, which is the one piece that's not arranged, because Paganini wrote a lot of music for violin and guitar.
So you'll be playing violin. Are you also playing guitar?
No. Oh. I gave up the guitar because I got huge calluses on my fingers when I was very young.
So you'll be playing...
And I wanted...
You'll be playing violin, yes. Genevieve will be playing guitar, and then your daughter Cecilia will be playing. Will be singing soprano.
Yes, that's right.
Well, let's go back to your background in music. How did you begin performing classical music and learning the violin?
Well, when I was in the fourth grade, they offered a music program in Los Alamos Schools, where I was in school, and it was only offered to people who had good grades. So I said, yay, I want to do it. And I always had loved Viennese waltzes. And for that reason, I liked the violin. My mom and dad used to play waltzes for us, and my dad would show me how to waltz. And it just had a good feeling for me. So I wanted to play violin, to play waltzes. And so I studied in the Falmouth schools. And I kind of tapered off when I was in high school, and then I started over again when I was 19 because I really got inspired by some musicians in at St. John's College. We had some musicians come from Russia and Czechoslovakia, and they were just, I heard them, I said, oh, that's what I want to do. I mean, I loved St. John's, but I had to be a musician after hearing them. And so after that, I went to study with... I just looked for a school, and I wanted to start over. But when I went to UNM, you know, the professor, he didn't want to bother with someone starting from the beginning, from scratch, you know, although I was already, you know, pretty good. But so I found this woman from Yugoslavia, Renata Skoberni, and she happened to live in Pewaukee, which, like, you know, 15 miles away from where I lived in Chimayo at the time. And so I studied with her for 3 years. And she was very, very thorough. I could have studied with her longer, but I wanted to go off into the world. So I went to Vienna, studied there for a little while at the conservatory. And then I started my professional career with orchestras.
And how did you begin performing with your daughters? How did that come to be?
So after I married my husband, who I met in Austria, I quit playing in orchestras because that was really just a job. It wasn't what I really wanted to do. And, of course, you know, I was in love with my husband. But we moved to the United States and started having children, and I thought, gosh, might as well raise a string quartet. And so I could play chamber music. But none of the kids stuck to violin, but my two daughters studied music at North Carolina School of the Arts, and Cecilia got her master's at Yale in music. And so I have two musicians, and we decided, well, let's try it out. And it was, and they were still at the School of the Arts that we started playing together, which is about 9 years ago.
Are there any particular benefits that you see in playing with family members?
Yes, we understand each other. I mean, they know my style, and of course they have a lot of the same ideas of me, having heard me play over all the years. I never quit playing. As I raised my six children, I still played my violin all the time. And so they listen to me, and I always played classical music at home, so we pretty much we understand each other very well.
Is there a flip side to that, though? I suppose maybe there's some particular challenges that come with playing with close family members as well.
Well, the only challenge I've found is sometimes they don't take it as seriously. I had to tell them, remember, this is a professional gig, you know.
How much have you all been performing together? Is this something that you do on a fairly regular basis?
Recently, we've been performing only about once a year because they have so much other stuff to do, and I have so much other stuff to do. And Genevieve was living in Chile for about 6 years, and Cecilia was having kids and not able to really focus on doing concerts with me, you know. And so it's kind of hard to get together too often with each one of us doing our own thing. And I play in two orchestras besides doing other chamber music.
So when you get together with your daughters and you have the violin, guitar, and voice, how do you go about choosing the music that you're going to play, or even arranging music so that you can perform it with those three different voices and instruments?
Well, I had a lot of violin and guitar music, so Genevieve and I could do that together because I had played with one of her first teachers for many years, and I still play with him, Roberto Capocchi. We have a duo. And so I take some of that music and play that with her, or, you know, I have some music that Roberto and I never did that I try with Genevieve. And then we could take songs that Cecilia knows or is interested in doing that we just, you know, I don't know, we hear them on the radio or have played them in the past. And then I arrange a violin part for those songs. And they help me to arrange it. They give me ideas. And so we just pick music that we like. And it turned out to be a pretty varied program this time.
Yeah, it sounds like you're bringing quite a diversity of songs with you when you come to the Sunflower Theater on the 25th. Ellen, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was really interesting to hear about your background, and we're really looking forward to hearing the Leitner Trio on February 25th here at the Sunflower Theater.
Thank you. We're really happy to be able to do it, too. I love quartets. Love Colorado, too.
That's Ellen Chavez de Leitner. She plays violin with the Leitner Trio, along with her daughter Genevieve, who's on guitar, and Cecilia, who sings soprano. As I've said, they're going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater. That's Saturday, February 25th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets and find out more information at sunflowertheater.org. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.